This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Is stripped, the ball is loose, and time is out! Time is out! SIUE is going dancing! The SIUE Cougars have knocked off the Redhawks 69-48 in their 17th season in Division I. The Cougars are going to the big dance!
It is the Chris and Amy show on KMOX, and yes, for the first time ever, SIUE is in the NCAA tournaments. They will play their first round game today. It is happening at 1 o'clock, and we are getting ready for it. Joining us now to talk about it is a sports host here at KMOX. He is the voice of SIUE men's basketball, SID, at the university. Joe Pott is with us. Joe, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to get to this point, to be at this day. It feels like a long time. It's been a week since SIUE has played, since they wrapped up the OVC title. So I'm excited to be at this time now.
So what's going on in Wichita?
Wichita, man, it's, I said to somebody else, I didn't ever have any anticipation of being so excited to go to Wichita, but, that's where we're at. And that's where, did media day yesterday, did the typical, athletes and coaches on the podium. And then you got to do your open practice, and it was, the arena was probably, I don't know, not quite half full, but a ton of people, it felt like, for the open practice and all the media, of course, there to check it out. It really started feeling real yesterday.
What about, have you talked to the team much, the players, just been around the vibe of, kind of making history here with being the first SIUE team to make it to the tournament?
100%. I mean, I think they feel that. They understand, like, what this means in the lore of SIUE basketball, if you will. I think that they're proud of the fact that they did this and that they're the first team to go through this. At the same time, it is also, a road trip. It's a game. And they have said over and over, they don't prepare for a game that they don't think, that they're not going to go out there and try to win. Do they understand the odds? Of course they do. But they are preparing for this game like they would prepare for any other road game against another team that they're trying to ultimately go out there and win a game.
And they're playing against a number one seed in Houston, which is a very, very good team. Obviously, you don't get that one seed unless you are. So, I mean, not to get too deep in the weeds here, but X's and O's type stuff here against a team like that. What does SIU even try to do against them?
Yeah, so what, I think one of the kind of the overarching themes is we're not going to get away from what we do. We may have to modify things a little bit, so it might look a little bit different offensively as opposed to a straight line drive. Maybe you have to come from a wing or you have to come from the slot. Maybe you have to retreat, dribble a little bit, right? Pull it back, reverse the ball. There's got to be a lot of ball movement there. Houston's good offensively and good defensively. SIUE is a very good defensive team. I believe it's going to be a defensive battle. Neither of these teams go nuts offensively, and both of them do a really good job holding their opponents, scoring down, shooting down. So I think that it's kind of going to be a battle of defenses in that regard.
So, of course, you know, you mentioned them knowing what they're up against, and the odds of a 16 seed beating a 1 seed are slim. It's the record all time. Number 1 seeds are 154-2 against number 16 seeds. And I say all this because who do you think is more aware of the odds? The fans who are watching the games but know what the team's up against, or the players themselves who are going on the court?
I think both know. I think the guys have heard it enough. They've heard the same number of times everybody else has. For the most part, these guys are the same guys that are, you know, picking brackets every other year and filling out their picks as anybody else would. So I think they know, you know, those odds. But again, they also would like to be that third time, right? Third time's a charm, maybe. Yeah. They want to be the third team to do it.
I feel like fans have the luxury of being cynical or being realist, but don't the players? You have to go into the game believing you have a chance. You have to.
No, 100%. Amy, I think that's exactly right. And I think that's what's been so good about this team this year. I mean, the first road trip they took was to Indiana and to Illinois and to face two Big Ten teams on the road. And that is absolutely 100% their approach, is that we're preparing for a game like we prepare for any other game, and a game that they want to go out and win.
Well, how about on the other side? How aware are it if you're Houston, which, I mean, they were those one seeds were undefeated historically up until, what, about a decade ago? A little bit less than that, I guess, now. And now it's happened a couple of times. So they have to be, that always has to be back there if you're that number one seed, even if you know you're really, really good.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I definitely think it is, and I think, again, that's human nature, that they're hearing the same thing. Oh, this should be easy. You have no challenge here. Look at this record. You're a one seed. You're going to sail through, cruise on through. Yeah, we all know that there's plenty of upsets. That's not always 16-1, obviously, but there's plenty of upsets in the first couple of days of the NCAA tournaments. Do you think any of those teams went in there and said, you know what, we're going to be that team that loses today? No, they certainly didn't, but I guarantee you they do know that, and they have heard that as well.
Okay, not to belabor this point, but I do think when it comes to upsets, I think upsets are probably tougher in basketball just because of the individual impact players can have. But you see why big football schools don't like to play these random small schools, right? On the off chance that they lose and it hurts their rankings. Is it a bit different in basketball because those big name players, because it's the five guys on the court, have a bit more control of a game than the greatest quarterback would on a football field?
I mean, maybe in some regard, but I mean, I think that if the other side of that is, there's a really good player that plays for SIUE that is a, an all district performer. He's the player of the year in the OVC. I mean, all of these things, he has been really good for his entire career. And a guy like that can affect a game. If you're Houston, he can affect a game very adversely. I guarantee you that they are game planning for a guy like Rayshon Taylor. Now there's a couple of those guys that play for Houston as well. So, yeah, I don't know if it's different football to basketball wise, but if there's a venue for it, this is the venue for it, the tournament.
Talking with KMOX host and voice of the Cougars, Joe Pott, with us on KMOX. We had a chance, was it, I guess now 2 weeks ago, right after SIUE found out they were in the tournament. We talked to Brian Baroni, and he is a great, great personality. Really loved talking to him. Do we know where the scissors are and where the frame for the scissors? Has that been located? My understanding is he wasn't sure.
He definitely has the scissors. I've seen the scissors since then. I don't know about the frame. That was the last that I had heard, is maybe that frame had been maybe left in Evansville. I'm not really positive.
Yeah.
But he had the scissors with him at the watch party on Sunday, at the selection watch party on Sunday. So at least I know that by Sunday they were located and he had them then.
And you took a plane, right?
We did.
All right. So you just pack it in luggage?
I guess so, probably. Okay.
It's got to be checked luggage.
It has to be checked.
At this point, the scissors can wait another week, right? Because you don't need the scissors till the regional final.
But it's a good luck charm.
So maybe they're safe. Maybe they're still safe at home in Edwardsville.
Do you know, Joe, because I had heard that there was a bus that left early this morning with something like 50 or 60 students on it from Edwardsville to go to Wichita to make it there for the game. Do you have any idea how many Edwardsville fans are going to be in attendance or approximate?
I know that whatever our allotment was for tickets, it was gone really quickly. I did see that there was a bus that left early this morning.
At least one. There might have been more. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I know that there were people that left early this morning from campus, but I think there's going to be a lot of Cougar fans. Well, a lot of SIUE Cougar fans in the stands today.
Oh, that's right. It's Cougars versus Cougars today. We should probably point that out.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I can't say red either because they're red, too. So
that's right.
Oh, this is terribly confusing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah. All right, so Joe, what should we be on the lookout for today? Obviously, we're all going to be soaking it in because it's a very cool day for the university. Everybody is excited for them. But in terms of the game itself or what happens today, what should we be watching for?
You know, I think the cool thing is I think we're going to get a chance to kind of tell some of our stories, obviously stories that like you've heard and you've talked to Brian about, whether it's the scissors or it's the put family into basketball that Brian is so proud of. And those kind of stories are kind of coming to light nationally. And he had some folks ask him about it yesterday at the media day, but they're going to continue to tell the story on the TV broadcast today. And I think the very big picture is there's going to be a lot more people that know what the letters SIUE mean after today than before today.
That's a great
point.
It's awesome to hear that because, as I mentioned when we talked to Brian, growing up in Granite, I would say the highest percentage of kids who went to college, the greatest percentage went there. So it was very closely attached to my high school. I know a ton of people who went there from around the area. So just to have it get a little bit of attention like this is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Joe Pott, enjoy the day today. Whatever happens, we appreciate it, and we will see you back here in St. Louis.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the support. Really appreciate it as well.
Awesome.
That is Joe Pott, sports host here at KMOX. You'll hear him on Cards pre- and post-game coverage. You'll hear him host Sports Open Line, and you will hear him call SIUE men's basketball today against 1 o'clock, the 16 seed taking on the number 1 seed, Houston Cougars in the NCAA tournament. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.